Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome,
but we're hopeful and justice will end. Life, life matters.
Freddie Gray. Sam Du Bois. Philando Castile. Terrence Crutcher. Aaron Sterling. Jamal Clark. Jeremy McDowell. William Chapman II. Walter Scott. Eric Harris. Tamir Rice. Akia Gurley. Michael Brown. Eric Gardner. George Floyd. Good evening and welcome to the podcast, The Attic. From a Black perspective, an urban podcast, I want you to understand how it is that we feel. I've got the crew standing by. The messenger, baby sis, baby brother, Nurse Carmen, Sister Tippy, and of course, Triple OG out of Florida. Let's podcast. Hey, happy Monday night to the podcast audience. This is co-producer bringing you live the world premiere podcast, The Attic. How's my cast doing tonight? Is everybody with me?
Everybody's here, my brother. We're with you.
Yeah, check one, check two. Is the crew ready to do what we do? Hey, listen.
We're ready, my brother.
Okay. Last couple of weeks, we've been spending a lot of time. Well, not a lot of time, but the show has been dominated by unwarranted deadly force used by police officers. Well, tonight, before we get into our show, I got to start this show off with some real life shit that happened to me that I'm serious. It's just everyday shit to other people. But let me tell you a quick story. Last week, someone went in my car and kind of vandalized it. They went in my trunk and stole my computer bag with my laptop, a couple other little items in there. So, we filed a police report. This is no shit. Before the police report got filed, the police were at my house saying they apprehended the dude and I could come down and pick up my shit, man. Now, I got to tell you, yes, I'm probably going to make a sizable donation to the sheriff's department out here in Columbus, Ohio, because that shit just tickled me. It really did. That somebody stole my shit and the police found it and going to give me the opportunity to retrieve it. So strong J to the sheriff's department, because I just lived some shit that I didn't think happened to certain people, man. So,
did you see the guy? You recognize him? Or you
No. What happened was I had this sheriff's bag that the guy was just walking down the street with, and the cops seen him, and I guess the shit just, I guess the shit didn't fit the profile. So he pulled him over and asked him some questions. And the first set of answers he gave them wasn't matching up. So they tossed him up. Come to find out, this cat had 10 warrants on him for, I guess he was a meth head, but coming out of Jersey, again, this going to sound like some more convoluted shit, but it was probably one of the neatest. My man went through my car. He put the tray back where, he sat my tray back on the seat of the car. He didn't fuck with nothing inside the car. He just said, look, I'm going to take what I can get, and then I'm going to move on. I ain't going to cause you no further destruction. But they caught him, and tomorrow I go pick up all my stuff from the sheriff's department.
That's why you got to be careful when you're leaving shit in your car. people be watching you, whether you know it or not.
Well, that's true, but think about how many people ain't got shit in their trunk, man. I mean, who living like that?
Some people got shit in their trunk.
Yeah.
When you're putting shit in your trunk, you ain't paying attention.
They found your stuff, and that was a good thing. Kudos to them for doing that. That was a good thing.
Oh, no doubt. Oh, shit.
They were supposed to do that. There's not a problem with that. It's about the shooting. That's the problem.
But watch this, though. If they do good, and again, especially some shit personally to me, I'm going to let it be known. That's all I'm saying.
And you should. And absolutely, you should.
Now, watch this.
And now, the next time somebody black gets shot, you're going to give them a pass?
Well, why would I give them a pass? Shooting an unarmed black man is nothing I need to get kudos about.
That's what I'm saying.
They're getting paid to police. Okay.
Do you remember that time me and you was downtown? This is before you got married, I do believe. And there was a female walked by, and I said something, and there was a cop looking to start some trouble. You don't remember that?
No, I don't.
Weed fucks with the memory.
Yo, man, hold up, man. How you gonna take a perfectly good story, man, and flip that shit upside down? How you gonna do that, man?
That's what they supposed to fucking do.
But
their job.
All I'm saying is they did their job.
Okay, if you want me and I run, your job is not to shoot me in the back 7 times. Your job is to chase me and catch me.
All right.
What he's saying is, if he can comment on the bad, he can also comment on the good. That's all he's saying right now.
Well, being that he commented on the good, I'm going to take the stand on the bad.
Watch this. We're going to get back to the bad. But you know what? Again, we always say on the show that, it's a pretty nice size percentage of cops that are out there that are bad. But again, it ain't all of them. So when those one or two, when those that do the right thing step up, that should be recognized as well, man.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah. Go ahead. Have the last word, baby, bro. Because I know that shit ain't sitting right.
You can have the last word. It's all good. All
right, man. Hey, but listen. I'm just saying, no shit. I was really touched by that, man. And then not to side with baby boy, but then I started to think, how many people have that shit every day?
Yeah, but you got to remember, even a broke clock is right twice a day.
All right. But listen.
Think about it.
You sound like NWA, man. Fuck the police.
Really?
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
Hey, but okay, listen. Yeah. Regardless of what my baby brother think or say, hey, Sheriff's Department out here in Gahanna or Columbus, Ohio, mad love. Now let's move right along. Hey, but listen. Everybody worrying about wearing masks, being socially conscious. Let me just say this for a minute. How do people object to wearing masks in public? How the hell does that make a bad issue for anybody? I see a lot of posts on Facebook and other social medias that you can't make me wear a mask. The mask doesn't do anything to protect you. Well, let me say this. If it don't do anything to protect you, but I feel a little more comfortable wearing it, why would you badger somebody about that? What's your feelings on wearing masks out in public?
Do it. They think they're sticking it to authority, to the government. They're going to defy them. Once again, I said people will cut off their nose despite their face. If they think it's going to hurt you, they don't care if it hurts them. That's the chance they'll take.
Do you wear a mask in public?
Most certainly do.
Anybody on here don't wear a mask in public?
As someone who had coronavirus this summer, I'm begging you to wear a mask. I'm begging you.
Well, you know, like I said, I guess here's my thing.
Excuse me one moment. How are you doing with that, Sister Sippy? Are you okay now?
I did great. Thank you for asking. I was sick for about 3 weeks. I was pretty sick for about 3 weeks, and I'm great now. I have antibodies. Okay. All is good.
Amen.
Glad to hear that. Yes.
It'd have been nice if you'd let somebody know. I thought you was that person out there that robbed that bank in Ohio and got over.
I was person, but
and
I also
want to
had
share
coronavirus.
The
now, let me, can I, if you don't mind me asking, was that because, did you catch it because someone else didn't wear a mask? Or was it from social distancing, or if you don't mind me asking?
No, I don't mind you asking at all. The person who, I have somebody who lives with me. She rents space at my house, and she works in retail. And we believe she got it and brought it home. So she got it first, but we didn't know that. We didn't put two and two together. You know, just kind of thought she had like a sinus infection or something. And, you know, I mean, sharing a house and whatever. In the backyard under 6 feet. No, she's.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
That is cold.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
What happened to all that love that you preach?
Huh? But listen.
What happened to all that love that you preach?
I preach it, OG. I preach it, I walk it, I talk it.
No. The person I'm talking to know who I'm talking to.
Oh, you ain't talking to him. You ain't saying that to him.
To who, me?
Okay.
Well, yeah, you.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
No.
All I want
to love
to
fuck somebody upside the head if they doing wrong. I got love for people, but if you fuck it up around me.
Hey, but listen. Well, it seems that the president has found a virus. He's found the antivirus for corona.
Wow.
Boy, we got such a great president. Boy, I'm just saying, everybody else over the world is dying, but our guy, he's got the virus, man.
He tells you every day he's the best.
He is so full of crap, man, that I don't know, man. I can't even understand how his supporters support him. I don't. That's like a fucking enigma to me, how his own supporters support him.
Can I say something, my brother? And not to get off topic, but really quick, I had an interesting conversation over the weekend with some people that was very surprising to me to find out that they could possibly be a Trump supporter, and their reason being is because they were taking a religious stand, and it was primarily because of abortion. And that's where they were going with it. And so I begin to think that or feel that a lot of people are following him for that reason, because they're going with that abortion because he's for pro-life, which still makes no sense to me, because if he's for pro-life, but yet once the life is born and they're here, then he doesn't care about them.
and I
say that because people are dying here in the streets. He's cutting.
He don't care about
them. So he cares about you when you're in the womb for pro-life, but it's just once you're born and you get here, then he no longer cares about you. Because
no, he doesn't care about
you. Because one of the books out, I believe the one by his niece, said that he became pro-life when it was politically convenient for him.
I was just going to say, that's all that is. Yeah, he figured, listen, I can take that stand and carry the good Southern Christian folk who still believe. Anyway, I could take that stand and carry the Southern Christian folk, because if I'm pro-life, no matter what else I'm doing that's fucked up, I can hold most of them because I'm pro-life.
Precise.
And that's crazy, man.
I totally agree. How can you stand on just that moral How can that be a moral thing that you're going to stand on? But yet this man is a liar. He's a cheat.
He won the election. So he's not the only one that's
believing. You watch down the road. What it is that you want to believe in with him. It's crazy to me. It makes no sense.
Of course it works for me now. Whatever works for me right now in the moment, I'll go with that.
Precisely. That's a politician.
How do you think most of them preachers get to keep their church? Because they preach that. You get the people to follow. It was a guy back in the day. I think it was like the 70s. Jim Jones. He got some people to Guyana.
We ain't drinking no goddamn Kool-Aid.
That's what I'm saying. It was all nice until, as they cult leader, now, you know what? If you feel like committing adultery, don't you commit adultery. I'll commit it for you. In other words, I'll do your wife. I'll cut you out the picture. He started doing a whole bunch of stupid stuff, crazy stuff that they was letting him get away with. And then when the government came down on him, what did he do? He ended up taking everybody out.
So you said
that's
what
when they had that good heroin.
You saying that's what Trump doing?
I mean, I digress. I digress.
Psychologically, that's what he's doing.
I just wanted to mention that because I feel that a lot of people are standing on that moral ground of abortion because he's supposed to be pro-life. But like I said, I don't understand it because he doesn't even believe in it. You know, he's only going with it because he feels like that's a political thing and it's going to get him more votes. He doesn't believe in that. And how can you even go with that anyway when he breaks so many other things that if you are a Christian, like I said, he's a liar. He's a cheat. He's a womanizer. Everything else you can think of, he does it. So it just doesn't make any sense to me. But, again, I just wanted to mention that. I'm sorry.
And plus, that's the easiest thing to say. You're pro-life until you knock somebody up. Then it's either you have to go out there to where's that place at in Teaneck, or you got to use that 12-step program.
But I'm saying, how can you be pro-life, but then yet when the life gets here, you're not pro-life
because you're cutting. Wait a minute.
He's not for pre-existing conditions. So to me, that's cutting life. That's taking life away from people. Taking away pre-existing conditions, that's taking life away from people.
It's
pro-life is a political topic that supports his need for votes. So he got that, and he's holding on to that. But again, if you ask him what pro-life is, because I think in an interview he was telling somebody that when a man or a woman are in the ninth month, that they should not terminate pregnancy. And listen, I didn't make that shit up. That man actually had a post conference, and he was talking about a press conference, and that's what he said, when a man or a woman. So right away, you got to understand who we're talking about here.
Oh, we understand. We understand.
But you know, something else that's little bit off of Black Lives. Well, it's still about Black Lives Matter. But there's another issue that's popping up in Congress right now that was it Senator Rubio is going hard against Donald Trump on. And that is, if you're not anybody familiar with the 1619 Project?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah, the 1619 Project. That was a blueprint for slavery. That laid out how you get the slaves, how you take away everything from the slave, how you treat that slave like they are just property. And all this started from a project in 1619. Some schools want to teach this, and President Trump told them, if you teach that shit, I'm taking away all your school funding. Now, my question would be, is it wrong to teach slavery right up into, well, excuse me, before I put the question out, the 1619 Project, again, that's what North Americans went by. That was the blueprint. But some historians are saying our Constitution wasn't written till 1776. Well, let me just say this. While the Constitution wasn't written till 1776, if I've been under a set way of life since 1619, when I wrote the Constitution, I wrote it excluding black people forever, because that was the law of the land at that time. So my question would be, do you think that that should be part of high school and college curriculums?
Of course it should. It's part of our history. Except what they don't want you to know is what it was back then, because it delusions you as the so-called precepts for the founding of this country.
That
this country
make America
was founded
not
based
great.
On slavery. Huh?
No, I'm saying that would make America not great when you look at it, you know, from that perspective. They want you to think America was great and they did all this by themselves, the white people, but no. If you were to tell that part of the story, you would see America was pretty fucked up.
Well, this report also shows me that what we call history, and I know we say it a lot in joking, but that is his story. And that is white America's story of history, not so much history, because if you look at history as in its totality, history is designed to make you think that white Americans did everything. Everything that was done by white male Americans, not even white Americans. So by going back to the 1619 project, and again, Donald Trump made it clear that if you teach that as part of your curriculum, I'm going to hold up funding to your school. And again, Rubio, because wait a minute, wasn't Rubio the guy Trump's punching bag like about a year or two ago?
Absolutely.
Yeah, wasn't him
absolutely.
And Rubio going at it?
Absolutely. When they were
campaigning.
When they were running for the nomination. Oh, yeah.
They all was.
So yeah. Rubio got a set of balls now, and he said, no, he don't agree with that. But,
if Rubio is for it, I have a tendency to be against it. That's just me.
Okay.
If he says something, I'm going to – he says go left, I'm going right.
So wait a minute.
If I go left with him, I'm in a world of trouble.
If you got a choice, Donald Trump or Rubio, who you picking?
I would pick Rubio.
Okay. All right. Let's just get that clear. But here's my thing about the 1619 project. That fabric of treat people of color differently again. It is so interwoven into this nation that I don't know what it's going to take to get it out. And it makes no damn sense to me at all. But then I'm on the losing side. So that naturally, that's how I would look at it. But it is incumbent upon parents now. That,
you
again, those
your
who are,
history is written by winners.
No, history is written by those in control. They don't have to be winners. They make their own winners.
Yes. The ones in control. How the hell are you going to be controlled if you didn't win?
Yeah. Hey, but you're right. But I just wanted to put that out there again. And my real message is to parents who educate their kids at home. Well, guess what? If it's so important that they learn this, now is the premier opportunity for you to teach it to them. That was my real point. Hey, have cops...
Well, but what you've hit on is the fact that if they taught the true history of this country to everybody from the age of 5 on up, will be out in the streets burning something. The true history of how this country was founded and built. Of course
I think if they taught the true history, or that the true history... be revealed to Americans, I think the history itself would bring about more togetherness. Because when you teach the history of how Americans have just demoralized a race of people, some people are going to have to look at that and be like, damn, you know what? Yeah, that was really fucked up. And that's going to expand the empathy base. So I think if you teach them about history.
See, but you got to realize, too, to a certain degree, that's what's keeping some people in power.
That's what's keeping all their ass in power.
To me, the government is like the president. He's just a front man. It's pretty much whoever's running the Senate. They can pretty much call the shots. And as you can see, the Republicans, they had the Senate for the last 8 years and did absolutely nothing. But it's a lot of shit that's gotten passed that's hurting people that they don't understand that.
Well, again, because they don't understand it until it's time.
No, I mean the people. The people that's doing that, they know what they're doing, but they're
doing that to keep
their power.
They know, but I'm saying the people that's going to affect don't know. And one quick example of that, and I hate to keep going back to my job, but while we looking at all that dumb shit that Donald Trump is doing on Twitter, on social media, he secretly realigned the whole goddamn postal board of governors. So, and nobody noticed that shit when it was happening because we was looking at all this other abracadabra. And then when it came time to me, that postal position became part of his strategy, he had already had people in place to make that happen. And nobody paid attention to that because we're looking at all this other crazy shit that's going on.
Definition of a politician, while he's kissing babies, he's robbing you. He's got his hand in your pocket or in your wallet. It's the same thing.
Well, I will say today, and I'll say again in the future, I'm definitely on Biden-Harris campaign, but let us not fool ourselves. For people of color in this nation, Biden and Harris, that just means we get a Band-Aid for the bleeding. But shit still ain't equal for us.
It's
so
lesser of two evils. We understand that.
Trump. He wants Biden to take a drug test, and if I was Biden, I'd tell him I'll take a drug test when you take a lie detector test. How about that?
It'll never happen.
Yeah, well, I'm saying that to shut that down. Everything he says, well, I'd be like, when you take
right.
a lie detector test.
Listen. Just imagine if he did a speech, and just to show his loyalty to the nation, they strapped a lie detector test on him so that in the course of his speech, the nation, every time he told a lie, that needle would just go off the paper. I'll bet you he couldn't speak in 30-second clips without lying about something. He just passed a lie. He lied when there's no need to lie.
Yeah, that keeps people busy, looking up that lie.
And then got a whole crew of people trying to defend that lie.
Reminds me of some of the chicks I knew in my lifetime.
Yeah. That's kind of like that boy that gets shot, and his family know he was dirty, but that sister study, I get it. She's standing behind him. He ain't never do nothing to nobody, and the nigga done robbed the whole neighborhood.
Yeah.
Don't nobody have none of that in their neighborhood.
I don't know.
I live in the neighborhood. Not in my neighborhood.
That guy that gets killed or whatever, and the family standing behind him like he was a good guy when they know good and well, every time he came around, they would hide their pocketbook.
Well, I mean, listen, man. Family going to do what family do, man.
Yeah, true.
You know what I said? Yeah, he was my nephew. Yeah, he was fucked up. But yeah, I really
but he's my nephew,
like
absolutely.
No, I mean that's how the people that's behind Trump be acting. They
know
he's wrong,
yeah. Okay.
But they still
right.
sit up there and swear by him. They try to twist that. He might have said it fucked up, but the way they trying to put it more like in a political type form where you can understand it.
I'll
he just
says
it fucked up.
Well, can I ask a question? And this is for co-producer because you served in the military. How do you feel about the comment he made about them being suckers and losers?
Listen, let me say this. You know, I've learned You know, after living so many years, man, that a lot of shit motherfuckers say with their mouth, man, it shouldn't sting you like that. But when you have a political figure making those kind of statements, it just shows how little, how unpatriotic he is. So when he said,
"Well, listen, he had spot deferments in Vietnam." Come on,
watch this.
Those
people know, and the people around them know the contributions they made to this nation. Just because he don't, I mean, again, it just shows his level of not being in the know to make a comment like that. Nobody.
But what
I don't give a
what angers me about.
I don't care if you are Democrat,
Republican,
or independent. Nobody,
like
right? Nobody makes those kind of comments about military personnel. That's just one of
exactly.
them. We don't touch that shit.
Well, you do when you think ain't nobody listening or gonna talk. You feel just that.
No, comfortable. He know people listening. No, he know people listening.
He said it to Kelly while he was standing at the gravesite over his son.
Look, they got him on tape.
That's just crazy.
They got him on tape talking about this virus, and he's still talking about that's the fake news. Like they got
right.
a very good impressionist. The sit up there and say that these are his own words, and he's still twisting it like that's fake news,
and people still believe him,
and people are going to believe him exactly.
Listen, if I like him, I like him, and doesn't matter if he rob, steal, kill, doesn't matter. I like him, and that's what he has a bunch of. So, you know, as we get ready to close this podcast, I want to send a reminder out to everybody. Whether it's by mail or whether you strap that mask on, everybody got to get your ass out and vote. Again, nothing can be left to chance. Everybody knows how inept as a president he is. Everybody understands that he has no clue of foreign policy. But if you bank on somebody else voting to get him out of office, we're going to find ourselves behind the power curve. So everybody, you make it your business, whether you mail it in or you get in line and go do the actual vote, make sure you get your ass out and vote.
Amen.
And on that, I say good night, everyone.
Go Big Blue.
It's hoodie season. Be careful. People with hoodie and masks. Stick up time.
Say good night, Cass, so we can close this.
Good night, or peace.